Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada at the Venetian Palazzo Sands Expo at Collaborate 14. And for all of you on Twitter, hashtag C14LV, and you can see who we're talking to when we're talking to them. And right now we got a special guest, don't we?
We most certainly do. It is certainly a sight worth seeing. We have back with us on the OAUG microphone from Alvarez and Marsal, Miss Tammy Norton. How you doing, Sunshine?
Oh, I'm good, Stone. I'm good, Lee. Good to see you guys again this year.
So when Tammy's in the house, that means we're talking about one thing, and that's Hyperion, isn't it?
That's correctly. My favorite pastime.
So why don't you share a little bit about how Hyperion work is with the Oracle products?
So Hyperion was an acquisition that Oracle made several years ago to sort of complete their stack and allow end users to have better reporting, more transparency into their data, the ability to pull up iPhones and iApps and computers and laptops globally and have quick access to all of their data.
Right. Now, does Hyperion work with non-Oracle products?
It does. So prior to the acquisition by Oracle, Hyperion was a standalone product.
Right.
So in theory, we love all GLs. We love all systems, although we're fiercely loyal to Oracle, and we believe it works best with that. We can work with SAP or any of the products that are out there or companies that just need better reporting.
Can you give us a quick primer, if you will, because Lee's probably forgotten since last year. EPM, what it is, how that works.
So absolutely. EPM, otherwise known as Enterprise Performance Management. Some people call it BPM, Business Performance Management, and sometimes we call it IPM, Integrated Performance Management.
Of course we do.
Yep. They all kind of mean the same thing, and they're bringing companies' information together for consolidations, budgeting, forecasting, strategic planning. Being able to report your numbers out of one solution, we refer to as EPM.
So now, Hyperion products, is this kind of, you got to be all in this, or can you use them separately? How does that work?
Oh, that's a great question, Lee. You can buy them separately. So the way Oracle has created these modules, if you're a company that only does consolidations in foreign currency, you can buy the product called HFM. If you're a company that budgeting and forecasting is
We need
is
more
your thing,
letters.
That's what we need.
There's a
one
shortage of letters.
So the acronym HFM is Hyperion Financial Management. Those of us in the industry call it
HFM. I have an
HFM.
Oracle database that just tracks all the letters.
And you know what? In my next life, I want to come back with a job that makes them up. So they have products that do planning and forecasting, if that's your thing. Some companies have both. Some companies buy strategic finance and S-Base, a tool that allows you to do analytics and slice and dice hundreds of thousands of volumes of data.
So how long does all of this take? And my real bottom line question is, at some point it's all about the money, right? It's all about the return on investment. Can you speak a little bit to the savings?
I bet it takes way longer if you don't work with Tammy.
And you know what? Exactly. That's a very true statement. I'm only as good as the amazing team I've been fortunate to have. So two separate questions. How long does it take to implement? We've done implementations in as fast as 4 or 5 months. It depends on which tool you're implementing. The consolidations tool, otherwise known as HFM, is your actual data. So those implementations can take a little bit longer because we're getting several years of data. And the data has to be correct or someone in management can end up in jail. So really important to make sure you got the numbers right. Planning, forecasting, and budgeting, those implementations, anywhere from 6 months to 2 years, depending on the size, the volume, is it global, number of users. Do you plan at a detailed level, a summary level? Do different divisions do different types of planning?
So now, the cool thing about Hyperion is that it can actually result in cost savings. Right?
Correct.
I mean, that's the whole point, right, at the end of the day.
Not just cost savings, but the ability to eliminate repetitive things, give you a warm and fuzzy feeling about your data with all the regulations in place, SOX controls, Sarbanes-Oxley,
of
SOX,
course.
controls that are in place so that you don't have things like an Enron or you know, companies that get in trouble. The cost savings sometimes aren't visible at the top. They're visible underneath. Being
right.
Quality of your data, control of that data, you know, confidence in your data is a big one.
Now, can you share maybe a cost savings that was like a crazy amount of money?
You know, we...
What's your personal best?
I've got one story of a company out of Texas that was employing a Big Four who will remain nameless.
Does it rhyme with?
So they had 100 consultants from a very large accounting firm closing their books. And we implemented HFM, Financial Management, Nesbase. And they went from a quarterly close to a monthly close. And we closed the monthly December numbers, so 3 months of data, before those big 400 consultants closed a quarter. So the savings was millions and millions of dollars. The implementation cost was significantly less than just what they paid 1 month. So the ROI was fast.
So now, in that case, are you working with the CFO or the CIO? Both?
Both. So I get to live in the world of accountants and IT.
Wow.
I'm a CPA by background, so I'm on the finance side. I like the consolidation side. But we work with IT not as much as we work with the office of the CFO in the finance group on getting those numbers right.
When you're sharing that kind of a story, the CFO is like... Sign me up, right?
Very much so. We have a lot of cost savings around productivity of their employees. So we don't typically reduce headcount in our implementations, but we do have them focusing on what matters, like analyzing the data, not keying data in, doing repetitive tasks, cut, pasting, and assembling, which we joke about is not what a CPA stands for.
Right.
Now, you're going to be presenting here in a little while. What will you talk about?
Oh, so I'm presenting at 3 o'clock.
This is a sneak peek.
And it is. Right? So 3 o'clock, would love to see everyone at our session, What's New in EPM. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the new products that have come out around the EPM suite. So things like disclosure management for XBRL, financial close, being able to track your close, accounts reconciliation, hottest module going, and not so exciting unless you're in tax, but a tax module that's plug and play. Diving into the details of what that looks like, as well as some of the planning side, looking at the profitability modules and some new features.
Well, in the spirit of today's conversation, I got to tell you, it has been SMF. So much fun. I love having an opportunity to sit down and visit with you. You're welcome back anytime. Thank you so much for hanging with us.
Thank you, guys. It's always great to see you.
Now, if somebody wanted to have a conversation with you, is a website for your firm?
Yeah, ready for this? It's a long one.
There's no initials.
No. alvarezandmarsal.com.
All right. Well, Tammy Norton, it has been an absolute delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stone. Thanks, Lee. You guys have a great day. Enjoy the conference in Vegas.
All righty.
We will be back in a few from the show floor
of
Collaborate 2014.